The memory of totalitarian regimes. In recent decades, researchers increasingly engaging in critical institutional historiography have begun to shed some light on the multifaceted relationship between universities and totalitarian regimes. The consequence of this historiographical awareness has been the organization of conferences and publications, as well as the putting up of memorial plaques. These represent formal institutional acknowledgement of responsibility, as in the case of the plaque recounting the expulsion of Jewish professors from the University of Bologna. The aggression of totalitarian regimes such as Nazi Germany frequently resulted in occupying forces plundering scientific materials for the use in institutions of the occupation regime. Later on, and often after World War II, universities acquired these materials, incorporating them into collections without critically examining their illicit provenance. Recent critical contextualization work has facilitated restitution policies, marking a shift from mere collection management to an active culture of responsibility in confronting historical injustice, as exemplified by the Freie Universität Berlin's return of books to the Latvian Parliament. This approach extends to analysing materials legitimately obtained through cooperation agreements, as demonstrated by the University of Helsinki's reflections on instrumentation received from the Soviet Union during the 1950s.